Subdivision 2006-68 Dove Estates, application for a time extension is our next item. Mr. Abbott provided us with notes on this as well as a letter from the from Dennis Schrader.
Well, Mr. Chairman, again, I'm the culprit. On this particular one, my issue wasn't so much with the number of time extensions that were being requested. I just want to go on record to caution the attorneys and engineers and other applicants that at least so far to date, the commission has not granted time extensions based on economic climate or the fact that they don't want to spend any money to pursue their approvals. And while this is within our normal number of approvals, I just don't want them to keep coming back for the fourth, fifth, and sixth request due to economic reasons. You know, that, you know, what so far when we've considered the fourth extension, again, it has been based on extenuating circumstances, whether it's time delays in getting approvals from different agencies of that nature, but we have not been accepting the fact of the economic climate. So, just my editorial comment.
Well, one thing you can note is that the ordinance was amended last year that provided that preliminary approval valid for 3 years, period.
3 years blank.
For the extensions.
Right.
And the councilor, in their reference to the council, can grant extensions either, so.
These are extraordinary times.
Fourth year's on the older one, pushing it.
And so maybe economics should be something that we take into play. It's not like anybody anticipated when ordinances were drafted, and our normal business practice was that, you know, things were just humming along. And so it is a bit of an extraordinary time, so I don't see a real big issue with that.
Well, my only exception to that, Mr. Ross, is that as in some earlier discussions, the new ordinance was passed in 2009 and by council, and therefore, as I've been told in the past, I need to respect that. So if the economic factors, and they are real, then that's a matter that the council, I think, should take, because we do have an ordinance where it's, you know, 3 year wall and blank. You know, that's it. So I concur with that. I think these are, you know, unusual times, perhaps, or difficult times, and perhaps the council should take that into consideration with those time factors.
Yeah, my preference would be to try to do governance more by the ordinances and less with my heart, which doesn't mean I'm without a heart, but just seemed like a safer route to go, and we'd have more to back us up if. But this second time request is well within their
absolutely
prudence of doing that, yes. Anyone else? Mr. Burton?
No, I agree.
Mr. Robertson?
I agree. No, I would just explain, you know, it's not that we are, by granting it, and this doesn't apply in this case, but the additional extensions, it's not like there's, with subdivisions, as I said before, I don't want the record to reflect or the discussion to reflect that there's not some basis for doing that, because the subdivision code does give the commission to grant waivers or modifications to the requirements of the code in extraordinary circumstances, you know, including hardships, and I'm paraphrasing. So I don't want you to think that you're acting outside the scope of what's permitted in the subdivision code either.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2006-68 Dove Estates, request for a 1 year time extension. My motion is for approval of the second request for an extension, and that the approval will be valid until September 17th of 2011.
Second.
Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second for approval of the time extension, applicant being Dove Estates, that second time extension valid until 17 September 2011. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.